think himself with the three receiver versus you did a ton of two tight end last year with Jacob.
We had a good mix of what we call 11, 12 personnel with the tight ends and Stokely being in there. We'll mix it up just as well. It's all going to be game plan predicated. Whatever's best for that week is probably what we'll focus on. We're going to use, obviously, our players the best. Whatever they do the best, that's what we're going to do. So if that week means it's more than 12 personnel than 11, then that's what we'll do. If it's more of an 11 game plan week, that's probably what we'll stick with.
Part of your job trying to figure out how to get the ball spread around to so many different targets?
I think with the group we have, unselfishness, everything is about winning with these guys. How many balls do I catch each week? That's not their main focus. Their main focus is winning. Whoever gets the most that week, that's how it works.
Adam, you talked about being more aggressive when you took over this role. How does Wes's addition kind of facilitate that notion that you'll be getting a little bit more snaps per game on average?
I think with the addition of Wes, one of the things that he brings is his ability to catch underneath, make some explosive plays from short gains. I think that'll help take a little pressure off the two outside guys for sure, and probably open up the tight ends as well.
Coach, in addition to the 12 personnel that we saw majority of the time last year, we also saw a lot of inside running. Will we see more of the outside stretch play that
we're gonna be a little more balanced on inside outside runs. It's gonna be predicated obviously on what the defense is giving us. So as the game goes, it's probably gonna change. That's the great thing about having the line coach we have, Dave Magazoo, Clancy Barone with him up top, kinda letting us know, hey, outside's good. Maybe we should stay with the inside. So it's going to change throughout the game. It's basically what's the defense giving us, and we'll go opposite.
How do you like the addition of Monte Ball?
I've enjoyed the last 2 days being around him. Him and CJ have really, they bring a new energy to that room. So we'll they'll fit in great with that group. Ronnie and Noshon and Lance and Jeremiah, Mario, Hester, those guys, and Willis. It's a great group of guys for those guys to enter that room.
As you guys were going to draft Monte, was there concern about the number of carries, the wear and tear? Or, I don't know if there's tear, but maybe wear that he had in college.
The thing that I love about Monte that he does is he's got such great vision. I never really saw him take like the massive shot. He did a great job of being able to avoid the big hit. And as, in the gray matter the other day, I think he had a whole selection of, backs that have had, the 600-plus carries in the last, 3 years of their career, whatever it was, or the last 2 years. So I don't think that's going to affect him. I think what he does is he carries the ball. I mean, that's his strong suit.
How will McGahee and Moreno fit into that running back?
It's going to be, Coach Fox has always been great with mixing in the multiple backfields of using different guys. He did it in Carolina, and that's what we're looking to – we'll do the same thing here. A guy could be on the field 5 or 6 plays, especially with us being a no huddle. So you don't have guys running back and forth to where it's 2 here, 3 here. We need guys to stay on the field for a longer stretch of time, and that's a good thing to have a deeper running back room like we have.
Number 4 and 5 receiver – looking ahead to camp, would that be a pretty good competition?
I think so. We got a good group of undrafted guys. The two, Orton and Jarrell Robinson, they're really coming along. And Bubba Caldwell, obviously being here last year, he's really stepped up his game. And you can see it in our phase two workouts. You can tell he's got a little chip on his shoulder. He's got some hunger about him.
You guys have kept Orton around since going back to 2011. What do you guys
Well, he was having a good camp last year, and he got hurt. So I think that little bit of a setback kind of affected him as far as being able to make our roster, bringing him back on the practice squad. We get to watch him every day against our defense, and he gets open a lot. And this year will be a great opportunity for him to compete for one of those spots, and he's very competitive in special teams as well.
Coach, after you were promoted in a conference call we had with you, you commented on the maturity of Brock Osweiler. What are you expecting year 2 at Osweiler?
I can see him taking another step as far as his command of the offense, guys under him being able to communicate with guys of, hey, this is what I need from you here. And you can see it, him kind of working that way already on the field. When you're a young guy, there's a lot of things going on, and he's eliminated, well, is this guy supposed to be lined up here? Is this guy motioning? He's not doing that anymore. It's quicker for him. If somebody's screwed up, he can fix it. And I think he's taken a big step this year so far in phase two.
Last year, there was some talk that Osweiler needed to kind of tweak his delivery a bit. A year later, where is that? Is it working on?
I think he really made some strides last year during the season, and then being able to go back, and I know he spends a lot of time with Noel Mazzoni at UCLA, so him going back with him, they kept working on that. He comes back, looks even better. The biggest thing for him was consistently doing it, of not dropping his arm, and you don't see that happening. Like last year, you would see it occur from time to time, and he would come back and tell you. He could feel it. Oh, I dropped my arm there, and that's why that ball did this. So now he's more consistent of keeping the ball – keeping his arm where he needs to be.
What do you like about Zach Dyson?
I like his arm strength. I like his mobility. You know, he had a great career at Miami. I liked his personality. Coach Knapp went and worked him out, really had a good workout. And when he was there in the seventh round, there was a lot of us in this building that didn't think we should pass him up. So I was excited about that. I'm not sure. I didn't talk to any other teams as far as.
What has he got to work on, I guess, is the word as far as. Compared to, he's what, the 10th, 12th quarterback off the board or something like that?
I think his biggest thing that he needs to work on is getting used to playing that under center game of the NFL. And I know we're in the gun a lot, but it's a different deal. He was a lot of empty. They did do some no huddle, so that's a good fit for us. And I think his skill set, though, is what we're looking for another backup quarterback.
Enjoy this weekend, the first chance really to see the guys that you guys worked hard all offseason to bring in?
It's an interesting deal because you see guys come in and it's just so big-eyed because it's so different than what they're used to. And the hunger for these guys as far as getting after it for really three real practices. And it's good to see that kind of passion out there. I think when you're a veteran sometimes – you know what to expect. Here, it's like the anxiety level is a little high, and they're going 1,000. We get a walkthrough, and you're trying to slow everybody down a little bit, but, you know, it's a great opportunity for all these guys.
We heard stories last year about how much time, civilian time, you spent with Peyton.
Civilian time? I don't know. What are you talking about?
Not football time. You know, like hours, minutes, seconds, a lot of time. As offensive coordinator, don't you actually spend less time because you're over the whole offense now, you know, and Knapp's the guy now that's going to be, you know, really.
I will personally be spending less time with him as far as meeting times. I'll be in a lot of the meetings, but I like to spread my time out with, you know, go a little bit with the running backs, the tight ends, receivers. Just it's nice to be able to go into different rooms and kind of hear guys coach and just observe. So we have such a great staff of coaches. There's little things that little coaching points for each position you may pick up. That's interesting tidbits.
Coach, with this three wide receiver set, how are those tight ends, specifically the backup guys like Virgil Green, Julius Thomas, how are they going to be able to make an impression? You know, kind of being outside of the base formation.
Well, we make sure that we work different personnel groups in OTAs. We've been working them in phase two, and then when we get to training camp, we'll do the same thing. We can't just limit ourselves to the three wide receiver set. We have to have multiple personnel groups, multiple formations. So those guys are going to get an opportunity to put their best foot forward, and they've already started doing that in phase two.
How about Julius Thomas in particular? How much has he grown? Now that he's actually had this offseason to be healthy, would you give him that run?
I think this is his first offseason that he's really been able to dig in and say, all right, I know this. Let's get after it. And it's good to see him be able to go out there and just be able to play instead of worrying about, all right, what do I have here? What am I doing here? He's done a very good job of working hard in the weight room, picking up on our offense, because him being hurt last year, he's, you know, you miss some meeting time because you're rehabbing, you're trying to get your body straight. So you get kind of stuck and you're behind everybody else. So now he's caught up. He's ready to make that next step as far as being somebody that could possibly help us out. You'd have to talk to the trainers about that. He looks good to me.
How
How important is it to develop the young quarterbacks right now? I know you got Peyton, but they're kind of they could be in the lurch.
Well, as far as what I've experienced over my career, it's very important because, like you said, we want to get these guys caught up to speed as quick as possible. The great thing that Brock's done is he took it, and I didn't spend as much time as I needed to last year, and I put that on me. But he did a great job of developing as far as I'm learning the offense, and we worked on little things with his throwing motion. That was the great thing about hiring Coach Knapp. His track record of developing young quarterbacks is outstanding. With T.J. Yates in Houston, Jeff Garcia, I was lucky to be with him later in his career, and he credited Coach Knapp with almost everything he accomplished. And I'm just glad that we have him on our staff.
Adam, with the roster, not is it premium spot, if people are going to make this team, is competition your biggest strength? Everyone knows the offense out, but you take competition as the biggest strength.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The deeper we are at each spot, the better that competition is going to be. And that's what I think our personnel department and John Elway, they do such a great job of bringing in guys that compete for each spot. And the deeper we get into camp, the more interesting it's going to be.
You're going to make tough decisions. These guys make it tougher for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why 100%, I mean, you give 99%, makes our job easier.
Last question, Greg. You talked about Brock Osweiler taking another step this year. Another second-year guy, Ronnie Hillman. I know you guys leaned on him a little more down the stretch last year. Coming back in his second year, what have you seen from him?
Ronnie, the biggest thing I've noticed is he's bigger. That second year being in our strength staff's program, he really looks like he's filled out. I think he's still only 21. He was so young last year, and what he did in that last game of the year was impressive because that was a big time situation, and I think he realized it, and he did a really good job of holding on the ball and making sure that he was right on everything he did.